Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3483 BN. Today's date is October 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Ready to Unleash a Cyber Attack on Elections. 80% of the people want voter ID. Stage set. Talk about protecting ourselves. Remember event 201? Just before an election, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, and John Hopkins ran a pandemic simulation in October of 2019. Months later, COVID hit. Well, here we go again. It's October. We're on the verge of a historical election, and now there's a bird flu summit. Their playbook is the same. Create chaos, bring back lockdowns, and perform medical tyranny. Wake up. This is their October surprise. Last time, we were caught off guard, but now we have a proven solution to protect ourselves and families. The wellness company created the medical emergency kit, and every home in America should have at least one of these. They're packed with life-saving meds like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and even Z-Pak. And it's all backed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. Picture this. No more frantic searches for a doctor. No more emergency waiting rooms. Just a few clicks, and this kit is delivered to your front door. In times like these, having your medical emergency kit is a necessity. Protect your family by preparing now. Get your kit by heading over to twc.health/X22 and use code X22 to save $30. Don't wait until it's too late. Act now, take control, and ensure you're protected against whatever comes next. That's twc.health/X22 and use code X22 to save $30 plus free shipping right now. Or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now preparing and getting ready to unleash a cyber attack on Election Day, or very close to Election Day. How do we know this? Well, what's very interesting, in Georgia, in Atlanta, they've already scheduled a cyber exercise. And it's being reported that there was a cyber attack. They don't know who from. And they tried to mess with the elections. And what state was that? Oh, that was Georgia also. So it's starting to seem that they're building the narrative of some type of cyber event that could affect the elections. Now, of course, we have the corrupt politicians, CISA, MDHS, you name it. They're all telling us that the elections are very, very secure. And I do believe that they are now preparing for something where they're going to say the elections are manipulated. Now, what's very interesting is DHS now is teaming up with, it looks like Five Eyes, where they're going to be working on some type of cyber events, which is very, very interesting. So it looks like they're starting to put all the pieces together to actually create this incident that the elections were manipulated one way or another. But what's very interesting is that as we approach the election, we can see the October surprises have already started. They're not very good. They're coming from the Harris campaign, and they're going after Trump. And it looks like it's the same ones that they've always used. They're trying to say that he's Adolf Hitler, which really means they are now trying to get their base very, very angry. They're trying to get people to say, holy crap, we can't have Adolf Hitler as president, so we must take him out. So they're trying to get the crazies prepared and ready to try to assassinate him. They're trying to get their base very angry when he wins, so they start riots. And you can see that this is part of their plan. They know that these type of October surprises is not going to make the MAGA movement go, holy crap, you know what, I can't vote for him. They know that's not going to happen. They might be trying to get some undecided voters to move over to their side, but I don't even think that is working. I think their entire push has completely utterly fell apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is not just with Adolf Hitler, they've also come out with a woman who is a model that 32 years ago, Trump groped her. Now, once again, this is another fake story that they're coming out with. And what they're realizing right now is that none of this is working. They're not convincing people one way or another. Actually, it's actually helping Trump once again, because everyone now is used to this. Everyone is hardened from it, and people question things as soon as it comes out. And then you have people debunking it right away. And that's exactly what's been happening. So these type of October surprises, which They're going to continue with them. They're going to ramp them up. They're not going to work in the end. And I do believe that what they're really preparing for is some type of major, major event after the election. We might see a couple things before, during the election, but I think they're really now planning for after the election. And what's very interesting is we know that they can't win this on votes. This is not an election on votes. This is an election on how many ballots they can create to actually counter the votes that Trump is getting. Which means when they realize they can't create those ballots, they're in trouble. And I do believe this is why they already created an event, an exercise on November 5th. This is why DHS now is working with the Five Eyes on cyber crime, cyber events. This is why we had Georgia, I think it was Fulton County, that came out and said, hey, there was a cyber attack on the election system, but we were able to thwart it and nothing happened. Of course, this is building the narrative up. Plus, we see telecom companies, they're having major, major problems like AT&T, Verizon, and the rest. You keep seeing them going up and down, up and down. And we just had a Boeing satellite all of a sudden explode, which leaves Europe kind of in the dark a little bit there. So you could see where all of this is headed. Now, what's very interesting, I do believe Trump and the Patriots are actually forcing the deep state players down this path. Because remember, once this happens, it's going to prove Trump's point that the elections are not secure. The elections can be manipulated. Now, do we really think they're being manipulated by a foreign government? Maybe, maybe not. But I think mostly they're being manipulated within this country. Manipulated how? With ballots, with machines that flip the votes, with machines that you can program where they don't accept the ballots. That's the manipulation. I mean, we need to look at the people that are printing the ballots. We need to look at the people that are now delivering the ballots, who are protecting the machines and protecting the voting centers from prying eyes when they actually manipulate everything. That's the manipulation right there. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are leading them down this path so people see that these elections are not secure whatsoever. And right now, 80% of the people, they actually want voter ID. They want one-day voting. They want paper ballots. And I do believe the stage is being set right now for all of this. And what we're seeing right now as we approach the presidential election and as we go past the presidential election, because I don't think we're going to know the winner on that day. It'd be great if we did. It'd be fantastic. But from what the deep state is now planning, it looks like they want to drag this out as long as possible. Even though that Trump says, no, look, I'm winning by a lot. And look, I'm definitely the winner. They're going to say, not so fast. You're not the winner because we still are waiting for ballots. And I do believe this is why they wanted everyone to vote early. So this way, it makes it much more difficult for the deep state players to actually create the ballots. Because if you know the count beforehand, if you know how many people are in the country, the numbers, the ballots that they're going to create and the numbers that they're going to say they are, it's not going to make sense. And I do believe this is where they're trying to trap them in all of this. And this is where they're actually pushing them down this path where they're going to say, well, if we can't create the ballots and the numbers don't make sense, let's just say the elections were hit with some type of cyber attack. Let's say they were manipulated. And let's say we don't know who won. Even though it says Trump won, we still don't know who won because of the manipulation. Now, once again, when you really think about this, if this does play out this way, I mean, there's different scenarios, but think about it. Everything's pointing to this type of scenario. And let's say we have to do the elections over and it goes up to the Supreme Court and they make the ruling. Well, either we count the ballots or and they might say even the ballots, they're manipulated. We don't know because a foreign government was interfering with all this. They might say, well, maybe we do need a national referendum for the election. Maybe we need to do it over. Maybe we need to do paper. Maybe we need to do it one day. Maybe we need voter ID. Now, once they make this ruling, and if they do make this ruling, think about everything that they have done in the country after the election, because we don't know how long this is going to take. Is it going to take 3 days? Is it going to take 10 days? And during this period of time, if there are riots, if there is a cyber attack, if we're, again, if a foreign government or a foreign entity attacks this country, it's an act of war. So at this point, I don't think Trump's campaign has ended. I think Trump's campaign is a continuation of all of this. And people might be watching this going, whoa, wait a minute. So wait a minute, we're attacked. What is Kamala doing? Nothing. What's going on here? There's riots all over the place. And they might make the decision that, you know something, Trump would be better off. If you really think about it, I mean, it could play out this way. And we've seen crazier things. I mean, look, they unleashed a virus onto the world so they could cheat in the election. So they can actually scare the people enough where they would actually use mail-ins. Then they changed all the rules. They didn't change the laws. They changed the rules, which they weren't allowed to do, or they pretended they changed the laws. And they made it so they could cheat. So this time around, I wouldn't put it past them to try all of these things. Because once again, look what they've done. I mean, look at the October surprises that they're coming out with right now. You think they're going to stop? Absolutely not. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, think about how all these deep state players, how they're saying that Trump is going to be going after them. And of course, they're saying this because they know they're guilty of something. They know that if information comes out, yes, the people are going to demand accountability. This is not revenge. This is accountability for the crimes that they've committed, either treasonous crimes or crimes against children. This is just holding these people accountable. It has nothing to do with revenge because we're going to follow the rule of law. But they're telling everyone that Trump is going to come after him. Trump is Adolf Hitler. Trump is going to come after him. He's going to arrest us. He's going to use the armed forces. And Trump kind of just countered all of this with a couple of words. He said, you know something? I might consider pardoning Hunter Biden. You know why? Because prosecuting him is very bad for the country. Now, why would he say something like this at this point in time? Remember what the deep state is trying to do. And the fake news, they're trying to build it up that Trump is coming after everyone. Well, wait a minute. He's going to pardon Hunter Biden, but he's going to come after everyone else? Does that make any sense whatsoever? So people are hearing this going, wait a minute. I thought you said he was going to be coming after everyone. How is he going to pardon Hunter Biden? This doesn't make any sense. So he kind of countered all of this very, very easily. And I do believe that everything the deep state's going to try to do, where I do believe they're going to have people that are dressed up as Trump supporters, it's going to completely and utterly backfire on them. And yes, we're going to start to see that they were the ones who were responsible for January 6th. They were the ones who cheated in the election. They're the ones who did all of this. They projected everything that they did onto Trump. And I think we're at that point in time where Trump is going to show the world the truth. Maybe this is his Trump card after all. Very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala had a town hall with Anderson Cooper. It didn't go that well. Actually, it was a complete and utter disaster. And if she was trying to convince people, she did the actual opposite, that she's the person to vote for. And actually, you even have CNN out there, Dana Bash, saying, yeah, this didn't work whatsoever. And what's very interesting is you could see that Kamala is continually flip-flopping all over the place. And she is now just basically pandering to the voters. She'll say anything at this point. And when she talks about the border, remember, back then, she told us that the wall was racist, it's stupid, xenophobic. But now that she needs votes, she's pandering to the voter, saying, no, we need a secure border. We need all of this. And of course, she's trying to make it seem like Congress is the only way to do this. Again, they removed everything that Trump did with the executive orders because Trump placed everything into place with executive orders. So all they have to do is go back to what Trump did. They don't need Congress for any of this. Actually, the wall was paid for. So that's a bunch of BS. And the other thing that we've come to learn is that in Aurora, Colorado, they've been dealing with these Venezuelan gangs for a very, very long time. You know, the ones that just went in and they took over just a small handful of buildings. Well, this just didn't start. There's emails now showing that this has been a problem for quite a while. They kind of covered this up. Bill Malugan put this out and said, yikes, it always comes out, folks. Aurora City Councilwoman below has been posting internal city emails showing Tren de Aragua concerns were known long before they were in the headlines, as some politicians have denied the problem exists. And there's multiple emails. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And it shows you that they knew about it, but they lied as usual. Remember all these sanctuary cities where they're bringing in all the illegals and hundreds of millions of dollars are going to all these NGOs supporting them? It's absolutely outrageous. And Tom Homan, former ICE director, is letting everyone know that a potential terror attack is going to happen on Kamala's watch. He says it is coming. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. And I do believe there is something going to happen. And that brings us back to, well, what happens if they delay the election and we don't know who the winner is, even though it shows that Trump is winning, and all of a sudden we have a terror attack during this period of time. And then it goes up to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court says, let's do the election over. Let's see. We had a cyber attack. We had an event in this country. We're on the precipice of war. This is like the last part of Trump's campaign right here, where it's going to convince the rest of the people of this country that he will take care of all of these problems that Kamala has caused. And I think he's going to convince people at that point, if this happens this way, that he is the right person. And we're starting to see how this is all starting to play out right now. But again, we still have, what, 12 days until the election? We'll have to see how everything goes. But when you look out in the Middle East and you look at what's happening, you could see things are really starting to build up. Right now, you could see the deep state players, they're playing both sides. They're playing the side of Israel. They're playing the side of the Palestinians and in Iran. And right now, Blinken, he just announced $135 million in new humanitarian assistance for Palestinians. And you know it's not going to the Palestinians. You know this is going directly to who? To the terrorists, the state-funded terrorists. They are now funding the state-funded terrorists. And we know that this money is not going to help those people that are hurt in Palestine. Just like when they were trying to build that entire pier, which completely fell apart and we wasted hundreds of millions of dollars. Absolutely ridiculous. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we have known for a very, very long time that this country has been infiltrated. Obama was behind it. He's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. He brought in a lot of these individuals that side with Iran. And Kanakoa the Great put this out and said, last October, Steve Bannon and Kash Patel warned that an Iranian spy network was influencing the Biden-Harris administration's intelligence priorities, identifying Robert Malley, Arian Tabatabai, and Meir Bitar. So who brought all these people in? Yes, I know some of them might have been brought in with Biden, but who do you think directed him to bring them in? It all came from Obama. General Flynn put this out on X and said, the insider spy problem we have in our USG is far worse than people know, and it is an existential problem if not dealt with quickly. Yes, the country has been infiltrated, and they've been infiltrating this country for a very, very long time. And this is why they wanted to take the weapons away from the people, because again, you have the infiltration in DC and all the different agencies around the country. You bring in the illegals, you take the weapons away from the people, you set it up where the people have no way to defend themselves. The people are just sitting ducks for what they want to do within this country. And while it's happening within the country, what do you think is going to happen from outside of the country? So there's an attack from within and there's an attack from outside. But when we look out in the area of Ukraine, we can see North Korea now is moving more and more soldiers to the border of Russia and Ukraine. It looks like they are now training. And what's very interesting about this is that the White House is saying that, well, if North Korean soldiers fight in the Russia-Ukrainian war, they are legitimate targets. And this is coming from U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. So this is very, very interesting because now this brings North Korea into the picture. So if there are soldiers that are fighting in this war, and now we actually take out North Korean soldiers, we are now at war with North Korea, aren't we? Because at this point, we're fighting Russia. We will be fighting North Korea. We are now fighting Iran. And it looks like World War III is now building. So it seems that we're heading down this direction and things might escalate as we move through the next 12 days or 11 days and move past the elections, because I do believe we're going to see a lot happen after the election. I think at this point in time, they're using their post plan. Yes, they're going to do the October surprise. Yes, they're going to try everything they possibly can do before the election. But I think they realize that Trump, he has the voters. He has a lot more than he had back in 2020. They don't have the ability to create the ballots that they want. So all they can do is delay and try to figure out, can we do this or not? If we can't do this, then we're going to have to move to phase two, which is saying that the elections are manipulated. And it looks like they're already preparing for that. Now, the other thing that we could see right now is throughout all of this, they couldn't ramp up another plandemic. It just didn't work. The people are hardened against it. The people aren't going to fall for it. And they just didn't have the ability. Of course, we just came out of a plandemic. Do you really think you could just have another plandemic just swoop on in and say, hey, can you believe it? Two plandemics within the last, 4 years? Unbelievable, isn't it? No, that's just absolutely ridiculous. And no one's going to buy it whatsoever, especially what people are fighting out about the vaccine, which I call the bioweapon. And what's very interesting is that RFK Jr., he was giving a talk at Turning Point Action, and he said something very, very interesting. And Vigilant Fox put this out and said, RFK Jr., this is what he said. Bill Gates has been indicted in the Netherlands for lying to the public about the COVID vaccine, and he's going to have to go to trial. Listen to how the crowd reacts. The interesting thing about Bill Gates is that we now are finding out that he donated a whopping $50 million to a super PAC in support of Kamala Harris. In 2020, Gates made zero political donations. You think that he, Gates, wants to go to trial here in the United States of America? Kennedy asked. Do you think maybe that's one of the reasons he's chose to give $50 million to Kamala Harris? Very, very interesting. So again, remember the pharmaceutical companies, Bill Gates and the rest, they were pushing the bioweapon on the people. And they told us it was safe and effective. They told us that you could just take it and you didn't have to look at your medical history whatsoever. Now, when you look at Pfizer's documents, there's hundreds of pages of side effects. Everything that we're seeing today. So was it ever safe and effective? No. When do you have a drug that is just all around safe and effective coming from Big Pharma, where you could just stick out your arm and get an injection without the doctor knowing your history? I mean, even when you want to take an aspirin or something, they ask you, what are the drugs are you on? So you really think the bioweapon was safe and effective? I mean, this is how they tricked the people. This is how they fooled them into just taking it. And they lied to the people. This is worse than what happened in Nuremberg, if you really think about it. Because think about all the people now that you know that are sick. I think people know more people that are sick now from the bioweapon than from COVID. Because most of the people who got COVID back then, I'm not talking about the very, very elderly who had, you know, preconditions. I'm talking about healthy Americans. They recovered with no problem because the recovery rate was 99.99x. So most of the people didn't even really know anyone that actually really got sick and died. They know a lot more people that have all these different ailments, maybe having a heart attack or getting sick. They know a lot more people from the bioweapon. So what they told you before is completely fake, phony, and false. And what's happening now is the truth. And the other thing that's very interesting, and you could see how corrupt the system really is. Doctors, they have delayed federally funded puberty blocker report for political reasons. So Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy, a leading Los Angeles physician who runs the largest youth gender clinic in the United States, told the Times, the New York Times, that she and her colleagues have delayed publication of results from a 2-year-long study funded by the National Institute of Health because they're worried that their findings would be used by critics of transgender procedures for minors. I don't want our work, she says, to be weaponized. The nearly 10 million study followed the development of 95 children from across the country to see if their mental health improved following treatment with puberty blockers. Olson Kennedy said that the treatment of puberty blockers did not lead to mental health improvements, likely because the children were doing well when the study began. They're in really good shape when they come in, and they're really in good shape after 2 years. But The unpublished findings contradict preliminary research released by Olson Kennedy and colleagues in 2022, which found approximately a quarter of adolescents were depressed or suicidal before starting either puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones. It also contradicts the seminal Dutch study that has become the foundation for most gender clinics worldwide, which conclude that puberty blockers significantly improve the mental well-being of children with gender dysphoria. So basically, they didn't like the unpublished findings because they contradict everything. And I do believe this has to be peer reviewed. I do believe there has to be many more studies because a lot of the other studies now are showing that, yes, people who take these suicidal tendencies, actually they're showing that people are getting cancer from this. So this is a complete and utter disaster for the trans movement. And I think it's going to get worse and worse for them because this is like they're experimenting on children. Didn't they do this in Nazi Germany where they experimented on people to see different reactions or different operations, different drugs? It feels like they're doing this now out in the open and it's the same exact people. It's absolutely unbelievable. Just like it's unbelievable that 82 Nobel Prize recipients in science fields endorsed Harris. So they're saying because it has to do with climate change. Now, if they're endorsing Harris for science, you know that the Nobel Prize system is a complete waste of time. I mean, think about it. When Obama became president, they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize for peace. Where was peace? He actually created more war. It's absolutely ridiculous when you really think about it. Just like it's ridiculous when Kamala Harris was doing her CNN town hall and they asked her, you know, what's your biggest mistake? What's your biggest flaw? She says, well, I think my biggest flaw is that I care too much. My biggest mistake is when I'm raising my children. Well, she never parented a children. Julie Kelly put this out and said, she never parented a child. She married Emhoff when she was 50 years old. She never lived full time with his two kids, one who was a teen and one who was away at college. This is an insulting lie as she tries to pretend she did what actual parents do to raise children in this dystopian world she envisions. Absolutely. And her entire town hall was a complete and utter disaster. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Kamala Harris town hall event last night was a complete disaster. Here are seven worst moments of the night. Number seven, Kamala is asked what her biggest weakness is. Responds by saying she values having a smart team of people with different perspectives. Number six, Cooper asks a similar question and Kamala responds by saying she probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well-versed on issues. Anyone buying this? Number five, Kamala doesn't know what to say after Cooper asks her why she hasn't already done any of her ideas as VP. Why hasn't she? Why hasn't she done any of the things that she's saying? She's been in office for 4 years. Number four, Kamala admits inflation is too high under her leadership. Well, who created this problem? They did. So she's admitting that it's a lot better when Trump was in the White House and they made it a lot worse. So we should go back to when Trump is in the White House. Number three, Kamala calls herself a nerd and says she can't answer questions sometimes because she needs to look up the answer. You mean because she's a moron? Number two, Kamala crumbles after Cooper asked her why she did nothing to secure the border for 3 years. Because they opened the border. They removed Trump's executive orders. They let the steel rust on the ground. The wall was paid for. All they had to do, and Trump said this, all you got to do is continue everything I'm doing. And the border is going to be secure. So you know what they did? They did the opposite. You don't need Congress to do anything. Because they were able to undo everything Trump did without Congress. Number one, Kamala tried making fun of Trump's border wall before Cooper fact-checked her on her own border wall policy. Right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing was which is very interesting, a woman asked her a question, and Ryan Savender put this out. She was asked to name one thing she will try to get done as part of her legislative agenda. She couldn't name anything. She couldn't name anything. So she agrees with everything that Biden did. She's not going to change anything, and she's not going to change anything. Who in their right mind would keep her in office? Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Even CNN, Dana Bash says Harris did not close the deal at the town hall at all. And now people are worried. Clinton is out there and he's saying that she's vulnerable. I mean, she's doing terrible, which means they're in trouble. Now you know why they came out with all these October surprises. They're trying to use it against Trump. But you have to remember, the MAGA base is very, very strong. Yes, is she trying to get some undecided voters to sway them to vote for her? Most likely, yes. But I think this is also going to fail in the end. And they came out with this ridiculous Atlantic story, but that backfired. And you know what people found out? That the owner of the Atlantic is very close to Kamala. She was in a family picture when Kamala was sworn in as senator. Paul Sperry put this out. Kamala's besties, pictured here, is the owner of the Atlantic, which just published an October surprise hit piece on Trump right on cue. Kamala just did a presser from V. POTUS residence, no less regurgitating the Atlantic's hit piece on Trump. Sean Davis put this out. Since both Jeffrey Epstein and the Atlantic are in the news, here's a photo of the current owner of the Atlantic casually lounging with Jeffrey Epstein's Madame Ghislaine Maxwell. They're all connected. And you could see what's happening. Paul Sperry put this out and said, now we know why Kamala took a day off from the campaign trail yesterday. She was coordinating the hit piece on Trump with the Atlantic, which is owned by her top donor and SF billionaire bestie, Lauren Powell Jobs, Stephen Jobs' wife. They're all in it together. And CNN is even calling out the Atlantic hit piece. Colin Rugg put this out and said, CNN panelist Ryan James Gerdusky absolutely rips apart the Atlantic hit piece on Trump, said it doesn't pass the smell test. Gerdusky said Americans aren't going to believe a hit piece from a publication owned by a Harris donor. The only two on record sources both said that he didn't say that the only source is an anonymous source. And the family of the deceased soldier said that he was lovely to them. And in fact, they voted for Trump today. That's how much they disagreed. So right there, this is not going to work whatsoever. And nobody believes Jeffrey Goldberg. Nobody believes this publication. Nobody believes any of this. And nobody believes what Kamala is saying about Trump, where he's just like Adolf Hitler. And Trump said that he wished he had generals like Adolf Hitler. This is all made up. Keith Kellogg put this out and said, Vice President Harris is a fraud. I was in the White House at the senior level much longer than General Kelly. He is a complicit in this fraud and has lied to the American people. His lies, as well as John Bolton's, are a disservice to nation at the critical time. So are the VPs. Absolutely. Trump responded to all this and said, thank you for your support against a total degenerate named John Kelly, who made up a story of a pure Trump derangement syndrome hatred. This guy had two qualities which don't work well together. He was tough and dumb. The problem is his toughness morphed into weakness because he became jello with time. The story about the soldiers was a lie, as are numerous other stories he told. Even though I shouldn't be wasting my time with him, I always feel it's necessary to hit back in pursuit of the truth. John Kelly is a lowlife and a bad general whose advice in the White House I no longer sought. I told him to move on. His wife once told me at Camp David, John admires you tremendously. And when he leaves the military, he will only speak well of you. I said, thank you. And when you look at what the deep state and what Kamala and team are doing, it's one gigantic psyop. The Trump Hitler story is a psyop. Rob Sterling explains. I mean that literally, not figuratively. It's a military grade, multi-stage psychological operation engineered to re-energize, demoralize Harris supporters, and through stigmatization, reduce turnout among Trump supporters. Here's how it works. Step one, payload. The most important component of any weapon system is the payload. That is, the material that actually detonates and causes explosive damage. In a PSYOP, the payload is generally a narrative. In the case of this PSYOP, the narrative is that Trump is a fascist, a Hitler sympathizer, and an outright Nazi. If your initial reaction here is to laugh at how trite and cliche this is, you're not wrong. You would think, after 8 years of trying to will this fake narrative into existence, the Democrats and their media allies would eventually move on. But there are two reasons why they exhumed this beaten and dead horse and why they've done so just 14 days before the election. Reason one, they're desperate. Kamala's behind in nearly every national poll, and in particular, she has forfeited a meaningful level of support among Latinos, Black men, and Arab Americans. With white Americans breaking for Trump more heavily than ever before, the Harris campaign can't afford even the slightest of shifts in voting patterns among swing state minority demographics. Reason number two, unfortunately, the fictitious Nazi claim on the margins is effective. Most Americans burned out on nearly a decade of continuous media hoaxes. You know, the very fine people injecting bleach into your arm and the Hunter Biden laptop and all of them. They will see through it and immediately disregard it. Remember, though, that just a handful of swing states will decide this election. Even more specifically, members of the aforementioned minority groups will likely be fulcrum within those states. If by calling Trump a fascist, the Harris campaign and the media can motivate even a small number of these people to get off the fence and support Harris, and if they can also demoralize a small number of would-be Trump voters in the same states to stay home on Election Day, it could make all the difference. Step two, the launch vehicle. A weapon is no good if you can't deliver it to its intended target. In the case of this operation, the first stage of the launch vehicle was the New York Times and the Atlantic, which published their story within hours of each other. Ask yourself, what are the odds the two prominent news outlets, both of which are highly friendly to the Democratic establishment, but which are independent from one another, would publish two separate articles with the same narrative within hours of each other on a date exactly 2 weeks before the election? Well, I think we all know how that works. Step three, chain reaction. The New York Times and the Atlantic offer credibility for the narrative nucleus, but what they can offer is widespread distribution. Americans get their news from a range of sources that is wider than ever, and as much as it might offend those who took out 200,000 in student loans to attend Columbia J School, most of them don't turn to the so-called paper of record or to a once great literary magazine intellectually bankrupted by the widow of the guy who invented the iPhone. Fortunately for the orchestrators of our PSYOP, though, if there's one thing the media hates even more than Trump, it's missing out on the clicks and impressions from a hot story. Within hours of the two original articles going live, virtually every other mainstream publication released a derivative article that summarized the salacious claims in the source articles. By the end of the day yesterday, there were hundreds of releases, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS Newsweek, you name it, they all dropped it. And it was a 4 a.m. drop. When Americans open Facebook and see countless articles from countless different sources all saying the same thing, they become far more susceptible to the narrative. Now, remember, this is how the information war is done. You keep repeating the same thing, hoping people will believe this. The problem with this today is that people just don't believe anymore because they're so used to these type of psyops, they don't even believe it anymore. The first thing they do today is like, wait, can this be really true? Let me just take a little, you know, research here. Let me see what they're doing. Oh, this is fake again. And then all of a sudden people start to debunk it on X, on Truth, on Rumble, everywhere. Now, Instagram, YouTube, they might block certain things, but people eventually see the truth and it gets out there. Step four, iterate and perpetrate. Earlier today, Kamala Harris read a statement decrying Trump's supposed fascism. As I type these words, she's regurgitating these claims in her televised town hall. So she's just going to repeat it over and over and over. Step 5, launch another payload. We have 13 days, a little bit less now, until the election. If you think this is the last payload the Harris campaign and the media will launch into the discourse, you have far more faith in their decency than I do. Expect at least 2 more of these over the next 2 weeks, one of which, if I can hazard a guess, will center on fictitious claims of sexual misconduct, and the second of which will focus on Trump's business industry. Well, they already did the sexual misconduct, so it looks like Trump's business history will now come into play. And remember, if it looks like a psyop, walks like a psyop, and quacks like a psyop, it's probably a psyop. So you think people are believing this? Absolutely not. Bad Hombre put this out and said, total meltdown tonight at the Harris-Waltz campaign. The Hitler hoax didn't gain any traction. They've already overplayed that hand. The effing Mexican hoax backfired with the sister of murdered soldier Vanessa Guillen going on national TV and calling Harris a liar. Rich Barris responded to this and said, you forgot one of the most liberal-leaning native PA pollsters just dropped their final, and it's Trump plus one. Trump responded to all this and said, comrade, Kamala Harris sees that she's losing and losing badly, especially after stealing the race from crooked Joe Biden. So now she is increasingly raising her rhetoric, going so far as to call me Adolf Hitler and anything else that comes to her warped mind. She is the threat to democracy and not fit to be president of the United States. And her polling so indicates, absolutely. But let's go back a little bit in time. Let's see who's actually Hitler. Rasmussen reports put this out and said, Hitler equals not a good look for Democrats responsible for mandatory injections on experimental vaccine, a border invasion importing murderers and criminals, punishing inflation from government spending, a large documented increase in violent crime, lawfare against their political opponent, throwing people who rejected the election in 2020, throwing them in prison. So who's Hitler? Oh, it seems like it's them. But we could see they already released their next part of their PSYOP, which is a woman, a former model, Stacey Williams. And she just remembered, you know, from 31 years ago, that Trump groped her. And she claims she met Trump through Jeffrey Epstein. So that's very interesting. By the way, she's a donor of Obama. Interesting, isn't it? But her story doesn't make sense, and it's completely and utterly falling apart. Robbie Starbuck put this out and said, she claims she went from Jeffrey Epstein's brownstone on the Upper East Side to go to see Trump in 1993, but Epstein didn't own his brownstone until 1996. The woman is a liar. How does anyone believe this garbage? She kept this quiet until weeks before the election day. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And remember, she is a donor of Obama. Technofog put this out and said, it turns out the latest Trump accuser was Obama fundraiser and a Democrat donor. And the reporter pushing the allegations is the same reporter who pushed a 2020 October surprise sexual assault again from a Democrat. What are the odds? So what did they push back in 2020? Well, this is very, very interesting. If we go back a little bit in time, what do we see? Well, Lucy Osborne put this out on Twitter at the time. It says, in The Guardian today, Amy Doris bravely told me about her allegations of sexual assault against Trump. So that was back then. And now we have today. Oh, wait, Lucy Osborne, former model, alleges Donald Trump groped her in what felt like a twisted game with Jeffrey Epstein. It's all fake. They made it up. And her story doesn't even make sense. But Ed Krasenstein put this out on X, and it's very, very interesting. He says, if Donald Trump groped a minor at one of his donor dinners and it was caught on video, would MAGA still support him? Just wondering. Julian's Rum responded to this and said, if this video exists, it's an obvious deepfake, because if it were real, it would have been released a long time ago. Now, if they do release this, the only reason they would release this, because if they, just like Julian said, if it was true, they would release it a long time ago. But the only time they would release this is to protect themselves. And what do I mean by this? Let's say they release a video and it's all done by AI and people see it and then it's discovered, oh, look, it's AI. Now think about those individuals that are projecting what they have done onto Trump. Remember, Adam Schiff warned everyone, if you see videos and you see pictures, they're fake. So the only reason they would release something is to say, look, Trump's was fake. So the ones that you're seeing right now, they're fake too. But the problem is, theirs are going to be real. And what's very interesting is that a story about Doug Emhoff just came out, and Doug Emhoff's ex-girlfriend speaks out telling how Kamala's husband forcibly slapped her for flirting with another man. DC Drano responded and said, "And now you know why they pushed the Trump groper hoax yesterday. They were trying to get ahead of Doug Emhoff's abuse today." Unbelievable. And since Kamala made that announcement, she did it as the vice president with a vice president seal behind her. And Representative Corey Mills is demanding Biden-Harris be investigated by the DOJ because, once again, she violated the Hatch Act. Now, do you think the DOJ is going to do anything? Absolutely not. They're part of the criminal syndicate. So why would they do anything? But you could see that whatever Biden and Harris and Obama and the rest of the people that are behind them, everything that they're doing, it is not working. Election Wizard put this out and said, Harris lead in national RCP poll average collapses to a mere 0.2%, significantly lower level than Biden or Hillary at this point in the race. They are losing, and they're losing big, and they are panicking right now. And I do believe this is why you see all the swing states like Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. They're all coordinating together to say the elections are going to take a really, really long time. And you could see exactly why they're doing this, because they want to delay it. They want to see if they can get enough ballots in, and they want to see if they can beat Trump. But I think what they're going to see, and I think this election is going to be too big to rig, there comes a point where you just can't create the ballots because the numbers aren't going to make sense. A lot of people are voting early. The Republican Party voting early is now extremely high, a lot higher than Democrats. And I think this is going to make it very, very difficult for them. And I think Trump and the Patriots are pushing the deep state players down this path because I think they want to show everyone that the election system is a cheating system, and they want to show the people what a true election really looks like. And what's very interesting, their excuse is, hey, we can't count all of these ballots. We're going to have to open up the envelopes. We're not going to get them. But it's amazing because Argentina counted 99.9% of the vote in 6 hours. Maricopa County needs 10 days. Elon Musk says our system is broken. And it is broken because it's a cheating system. But Trump, he says something very, very interesting. And he was speaking at his rally, and he said she's taking days off at levels not seen. And maybe she knows something we don't know. Does everybody understand that maybe? Karma Patriot put this out, and she's pointing to what he said here. First, listen to what he said.
Taking days off at levels not seen. I hear she's taking another one tomorrow or something. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Maybe she knows something we don't know. That's bad, right? Maybe she knows something we don't know. Does everybody understand that? Maybe.
Now, since he said maybe, refers to a post, and this post is 32. Maybe one day, but it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents. And the other thing is, why isn't she campaigning? Is something else going to happen? Maybe. I think they realize that she never had a campaign. She doesn't have the votes. She can't get the votes right now. So this is really not an election on votes. It's really an election on ballots. Yes, does she need a certain amount of votes from her base? Yes, I think they realize they're not getting it at this point. And what's very interesting about all this, it looks like they're prepping for the next phase. And the Department of Homeland Security, their cybercrime center, known as C3, has created four new international cyber investigation liaisons roles as part of a push to strengthen its ability to address transnational cybercrime. DHS said that the positions will make new resources available to the Homeland Security Investigations led by Cybercrime Unit, or CCU, and will be based in Canada, the UK, Australia, and the Netherlands, which is very, very interesting. So these new positions will enhance our collaboration, they're saying, with global law enforcement partners, allowing us to disrupt criminal networks more effectively and protect communities. So are they setting up shop in these areas to actually assist in the cyber attack. Maybe, maybe not. It's just funny that it's working with some of the Five Eye countries. The other thing that's really interesting is that a Boeing satellite suffered an anomaly that caused it to spontaneously explode in orbit, resulting in worldwide internet and communication blackouts. So this 15,000-pound satellite, the IS-33E, broke up into more than 50 pieces. I mean, this is just a crazy anomaly that this just happened. And the orbiter was operating by the International Satellite Services provided Intelsat, which provides communication services to a variety of customers spanning nearly 150 countries. And Intelsat confirmed the total loss of the satellite, which resulted in a loss in power and service for customers in Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia-Pacific region. Kind of like a communication blackout. That's very, very interesting. And the other thing that's really interesting, and you can see how they're all playing this up. Remember, I do believe they're going to try to get the Trump supporters angry. They're using Adolf Hitler. They're trying to get their base very angry. They're trying to bring those people out that might try to go after Trump, like an assassination. They might be sending messages to other foreign governments or their illegals that they have in this country. It is now time to take him out. And Harris is going to make closing arguments at the site of Trump's January 6th remarks. So basically, this is another October surprise. They're going to focus on January 6th, and they're doing this on purpose because they want everyone to know that Trump caused a riot. Remember, their entire mission is to use the 14th Amendment against Trump so he can't hold office. So are they going to need riots? Are they going to have to show that Trump supporters are rioting? Are they going to try to mimic what happened on January 6th, even though Trump supporters aren't going to be doing this? I do believe what they're going to have is they're going to have a lot of people dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to say that, look what's happening. They're angry because we don't know who the winner is. We don't know if Trump won, even though it's saying he won. They're angry out there. The other side is angry because Kamala didn't win. They're now protesting all in D.C. Remember, Johnson now, he is in charge of the security in this area. I do believe they are now building this all up, which I find very, very interesting. And we also found out that Chris Wray and Chris Krebs lied to the American public for 4 years. They knew Iranians breached U.S. election system, stole 100,000 identities, and then posted video online of the stolen data being used to create the UOCAVA ballots that they're going to try to use to cheat in the election. Now, what's very interesting, and we mentioned this yesterday, we know that DHS, they're going to be running a simulation, an exercise on November 5th, and it's going to be a cyber attack in Atlanta, Georgia. Then we come to find out that Georgia officials believe a foreign power, I don't know how they know it's a foreign power, they've done all the research, they tracked it down, or this is their narrative that they're building, attempted to interfere with the battleground state elections in targeted cyber attacks. And they're saying that foreign hackers attempted to restrict voters in Georgia from requesting absentee ballots for the upcoming presidential election in a targeted cyber attack this month. And they're saying, well, they tried, but we were able to stop it. So it didn't disrupt the voters, but now they put that narrative out there and they're having an exercise in Atlanta. This happened in Georgia. It's all now coming together. It seems that they might hit the swing states with some type of cyber attack, saying that the elections were hit. They're manipulated somehow, some way. And I do believe this is leading into what Trump and the Patriots most likely want. I think they would like the people to vote with paper, voter ID, and one-day voting. And I think they want to show the people, look what happens when we don't use their cheating system, when we used an honest, transparent voting system, which is just paper, and we do it in one day. So if there is some type of an attack, it's an attack on our national infrastructure, which means it's an act of war, which means the military then will guard the elections. Because at this point, we've been attacked. And if they're saying that the elections are manipulated, even though it shows that Trump won, remember, Kamala keeps saying Trump might say that he won before we even know all the results. So what they're really saying is Trump is going to be in the lead. They're going to say all the results aren't in. He's going to say, well, it looks like I'm going to be the winner because I have a huge lead. They might say, well, the elections are manipulated, so we really don't know who the winner is, even though it's showing that you had a huge lead. We haven't gotten the rest of the ballots. The elections were manipulated, so we really don't know who the winner is. So it looks like they're building this narrative up. And what's very interesting, if we don't know who the winner is, I don't know how many days it's going to go, maybe 10 days, 13 days, 15 days. During this period of time, they're going to try to create chaos. There's probably going to be events. And since we were attacked, this is an act of war, which is going to push other countries into war. Actually, it's going to look like we're on the precipice of war. And I do believe Trump's campaign is going to continue during this time, because as more and more people see where this is all headed, I think also the stock market is going to probably come down even more. This is going to wake a lot of people up. And maybe this is all still part of Trump's campaign, because if we don't know who the winner is, these people might say, you know something, if we have to do the voting over, I'm going to vote for Trump this time, because look what's happening in this country. This is absolutely unbelievable. And this is under the watch of Biden and Harris. They didn't stop this. They didn't protect anything. And now they don't even know what to do. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting is that Gallup did a poll, and this is America's support for election law policies. In general, do you favor or oppose each of the following election law policies? Requiring all voters to provide photo identification at their voting place in order to vote. 84% say they're in favor of that. Requiring people who are registered to vote for the first time to provide proof of citizenship. 83% say they agree with that. Early voting, which gives all voters the chance to cast their ballot prior to Election Day. 76% say they agree with that. Enacting automatic voter registration, whereby citizens are automatically registered to vote when they do business with the DMV or other state agencies. 60% say they agree with that. So when you look at this, the people, they agree with identification, proof of citizenship, and that's 83 and 84%. So if you really think about it, this is right on schedule for what Trump and the Patriots want to do. And they want the people of this country to vote, not the illegals, not the mail-ins where they're making up names, using Social Security numbers. Because remember, the Social Security Administration, they were hacked, and addresses, names, Social Security numbers were leaked out there. Of course, we know why they were leaked out there, because they're going to use them in the election. But I do believe as we go down this path, it looks like everything's being set up for this. Now, remember, there's no crystal ball. There's no, oh, I could see into the future. But again, it would be better if we just had an election and Trump won. That'd be great. But I don't think the deep state players are going to play this way. I think Trump and the Patriots know this. And I think from the election day moving forward, we're going to see crazy, crazy things, just like we saw crazy things during 2020. I think this time is going to be a lot worse. Not that people are going to die and things like that. I think they're going to try so many different tactics to cheat in the election that it's going to make people's heads spin. And I do believe in the end, the Patriots are going to lead them down the path. So this way, the people could see the truth. The people could see who the country really wants as president. I think this is important. I think the people should see it. I think the people should understand that the election system doesn't work. It's a cheating system. And I think the people need to see a true, transparent, honest system. And hopefully we get to see that during this election. Even though we have all this craziness going on, I'm hoping that leading them down this path, that's how it all ends up. I think no matter which way we look at it, he's going to win. And the deep state, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to stop him from taking office. But I think in the end, everything that they're trying to do is going to fail, just like everything else. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.